Good afternoon, Silver City. It's been a good day that the Lord has gave us, good service this morning. As you see tears in my eyes, these are tears of joy. Because I know I have a Heavenly Father that accepted me one time that I knew I was in sin. And the message that the Lord laid on my heart this evening, temptation, and it's coming out of Matthew chapter 4. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter, he came to him and said, "Thou be the Son of God, commanded that these stones be made of bread." But he answered, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." And I got to thinking about that sin is everywhere we go. It's internet. Access to the world is how you live about yourself and how you go in the daily in life. Sin is out there. The devil tries to jump in and tears everything up, will tear a family apart. We're taking drugs and alcohol. It's out there. The youth growing up these days. It's out there. It's going to come to you. But if you have a friend in Jesus like I do, you could lead somebody the other way. There was a time in my life that I took and I was that person. I was on drugs and alcohol. I lived downtown Atlanta. That's all I knew. You could say I was a gangbanger or street or whatever. That's all I knew. Drugs and alcohol. That's how I made my money. I was a pusher. And my life was so miserable. It was like I had everything I wanted in my hand right here. You name it, I had it in my hand. But other thing else I was missing is something in my life. And I was destroying people's lives. And then there was nights that I take and go to sleep. And just, I wake up in the middle of the night. I was like, it ain't worth me living. I ain't got nothing to live for. And there was several times at night, I had a special little shell carved in it. I sit there just, I didn't have no reason to live. I didn't want to live no more. But I made it through them nights. My grandma would take and pray for me. She'd say, "Let me pray with you, son." She'd see me with my guns. She'd take them. She said, "I'm going to store them away. They're still yours, but just let me put them up for you." She said, "I'm going to pray for you." Later on in life, I was at fishing one day at the lake. I couldn't take no more. I still was wanting to take my life. I had a lot of sin in my life. I didn't have no reason to live. I felt so low. What kind of person I grew up to be. And then later on, I told the Lord, I just prayed to him. I said, "Lord, I can't take no more." So we took it. Sent Kelly into my life, and we talked over 4 years on the phone. I would never come meet nobody. She invited me to church. I said, "No, I don't need to go to church." She said, "Well, I need you to come take and visit some of my church friends and everything." So I took and she invited me one day. She said, "I want you to meet my dad." So Stephen Davis was the preacher here then. It was revival. So I took and came. I'm sitting right over there. And the Lord started messing with me then. He kept talking to me, but I kept running. He was wanting to save me. I kept running because I felt so low. the people that I done took and hurt people's lives. So I took and went back home from there, and I started praying. I just got beside my bed and started praying, like, Lord, what you want me to do? What's my purpose in life? So I took it day by day, just praying to him. And then next thing you know, church camp came up, and that's why this is really a big part of my life. I love church camp. I got to be around them kids and see how Christian people live. Because if I know I didn't get to go, I've been at home doing something I didn't need to be doing. But I went to church camp, and, you know, we had a good time and everything there. I said, in my mind, I was like, in my heart, I said, this is the way I need to be. This is what a Christian is. This is, everybody's having fun. It's all clean fun. So as time goes along, I move up this way and started coming to church here. And one day we took it, Kelly says, this before we got married, she said, let's take the boat out. It was on Sunday. I said, we don't need to go. She said, yeah, I want to go. So we took out the boat with a couple of people. And our boat, I don't know how, it just had a rip in the bottom from the storm the other night. I was trying to get it pulled up on the ramp, and there was a piece of steel cut in the bottom. It ripped it because the wind was pushing me. And you know how you got to fight the wind, try to get it up on the ramp, and it's cut the bottom. And I didn't know about it, and we was out there the next day. And next thing I know, we was out there, and the boat kept filling up. We had some other people on there with us. And, I mean, I got scared. I didn't know what to do. I was like, Lord, you know, if something was to happen then, and we had little kids on there, where would I go? And it hit me all then. I would have went to hell. I would have went to a devil's hell. And I was so nervous, I couldn't sleep for that day. I couldn't sleep at all. The next night, it was like, they invited me to their house to stay over one night. I slept on the couch because so much went on that day. And then Kelly was like, I got up crying that night. She's like, what's wrong with you? Her dad and everybody got up. And Kelly said, look at his face. She said, I look like the devil. I didn't look right. And she kept looking at me crying, and I mean, I got scared. So the next day came along. Mama Nell was in the kitchen cooking. She said, do I need to make a phone call? And I just broke down, yeah. So we went to Tony Hostclaw's house. Brody met us over there. And I never forget that day. I was like a little kid. Lord, save my soul. And I just got up, started laughing. I felt like a little kid. I mean, stuff I didn't get to do. I was playing. I mean, I just, the Lord just took me after all the stuff I did in my life, all the negative. And he just took it. Just dusted me off and just cleaned me. But I never forget that day. But if the Lord, if you got sin in your life, if you just need to pray for somebody, you got things going on at home. I mean, nobody don't know everybody's life story. But you know what? We can always pray with you. That's what church is for, to come here, lay your burdens down. We all here for one another. But I want to thank the Lord for saving my soul. And this church here, it means a lot to me. And I ask y'all to just keep praying for me, because I know there's a calling the Lord wants me to do. I always try to take, and in a way sometimes I try to run from it, and I know I am. Because I always try to put work in front of it, which it's there anyway. But the Lord's got a calling for me. And this is my sword right here. This is what's going to get me by. This is better than anything in the world right now. Amen. This is better than anything. You take this, and I know for sure, you take and read it, everything you need, this is your instruction book. It'll tell you what you need in life. But I just love everybody here, and that's all the Lord laid on my heart. Amen. Appreciate it. I know there wasn't much, but it just was my testimony.